your glory fill this house. Let your praises fill my heart. Let each vessel offer up to you the sacrifice of praise.
Glory to God. Jesus is alive. When we have Jesus, we don't realize what we have. Just some quick promises. Jesus said, if anyone serves me, him my Father will honor. That's powerful. He said, he who acknowledges me before men, I will acknowledge him before my Father. He who acknowledges me in my words before my Father, before men, I will acknowledge him before my Father. He who denies me, I'll deny. You know, there's this truth that we need to get into our spirit person. That we are sons and daughters of God Almighty. Made in his image, divine beings. And basically, what we do, what we give to God, we get back. If we give him our everything, he gives us himself. Amen. If we give him part of ourself, he gives us part of himself. If we ignore him, he ignores us. And then, in a real sense, you know, the Bible says, Numbers 14:28, as truly as I live, says the Lord, as you have spoken in my hearing, so I shall do unto you. We say what we get. So we need to change our, we all need to start doing that, you know, change from our old nature, which wants to confess weakness and confess, you know, and confess the powerful things that Jesus has revealed to us, such as we are the temple of the Holy Spirit. These are things that we need to get into our spirit person. It's very simple. It's not complicated. It's just today. Seek Jesus, walk with him. Learn from him. Amen. He teaches us. Come unto me and learn from me. What a wonderful teacher, you know. What a wonderful master. He's God Almighty. God came to earth as a man. When we have Jesus Christ, we have God. God Almighty. It's powerful. And he's gentle and lowly. He says, this is the one I esteem, he who has a broken and contrite spirit and who trembles at my word. He broken and crushed with sorrow for sin. Okay, more. Thanks for listening. Visit our website. More soon.